Courts. In a unique and enlightening experience, students from Marble Comprehensive School visited the Caggiano Law Courts for an educational tour aimed at exposing them to the workings of the justice system. The initiative, organized by the school's administration, was designed to give the young students, aged 11 to 15, a first-hand understanding of how courts function and the importance of staying on the right side of the law. Judge Vicky Cacciuoro hosted the students, making time before the day's court proceedings to explain the structure of the legal system and the various roles of court officials. As the students sat attentively in the courtroom, Judge Cacciuoro took them through a step-by-step breakdown of how the judicial process works, introducing them to the key figures in a court setting, including the magistrates, clerks, prosecutors, and defense attorneys. This not only gave the students insight into the different professions within the legal field, but also helped demystify the workings of a court. The aim was to inspire some of the students who might have an interest in pursuing legal careers, whether as lawyers, judges, or other legal professionals. To make the experience even more impactful, Judge Cacciuoro invited some of the individuals present in the courtroom for their hearings to share their stories. One such person, an offender facing charges for the theft of goods, addressed the students directly, explaining the grim realities of life behind bars. He painted a bleak picture of prison life, detailing the lack of freedom, privacy, and even the ability to choose one's own meals. His message was clear: prison is not a place anyone would want to be, and it is vital to avoid criminal behavior. In her address to the students, Judge Cacciuoro emphasized the importance of hard work, discipline, and making good choices. Students, make sure that you study hard and listen to your teachers and parents. Do not involve yourselves in criminal activities because it is not good. When you get arrested, you will be charged accordingly, and you might waste a lot of years in prison, years that cannot be recovered. So make sure you grow to be responsible citizens because you are the future, she said. Speaking on the initiative, Marble Comprehensive School's head teacher, Richard Inkaru, explained the reasoning behind the visit. As a school administrator, I've been thinking about how to change the lives of my students and give them exposure to life beyond the classroom. This tour is part of that plan. I wanted the students to see and understand different professions, especially in the legal field. Some may want to become lawyers, magistrates, or judges, and this visit gives them a chance to see how it's done firsthand, not just read about it in books. Mr. Inkaru also mentioned that the visit to the courts was part of a larger effort by the school to broaden the horizons of the students. Plans are already in place for future trips to the Caggiano County Assembly and the Tata Chemical Company, where students will get a glimpse into the workings of local government and industry, respectively. As the students left the courtroom, they carried with them a deeper understanding of the law and its consequences, as well as a reinforced sense of responsibility as future leaders. The visit not only opened their eyes to the judicial system, but also served as a powerful reminder of the importance of making the right choices in life. With more initiatives like these on the horizon, Marble Comprehensive School is setting a new standard for holistic education, ensuring that students not only excel academically but are also well prepared for the challenges of life beyond the classroom.